Every Independence Day, we remember those who have fought for our freedom. One well-known battlefield still draws thousands of visitors who learn about a man who made an ill-fated charge. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
When you think of important people at the Battle of Gettysburg, we often remember a man named Pickett and his ill-fated charge.
He was very flamboyant. He looked at war as a glorious thing, an adventure. Compared to another real famous American who had that same kind of attitude, George Armstrong Custer, very dashing. They both had long, ringlets of hair, perfume.
Eric Campbell is a ranger at Gettysburg National Battlefield.
Of the 13,000 men who made that attack on July 3rd, 1863, Pickett only commanded about 5,500, his own division. Again, I'm not to insult him. He did graduate from West Point, although he wasn't considered brilliant by any means. He graduated dead last in his class.
Campbell says Pickett was certainly brave and was a competent officer. And it was easy for the press to quickly assign his name to the failed mission.
Right before the war ends, unfortunately for him, he made a bad decision. He was attending a shad bake when his division got overrun at a place called Five Forks. And that defeat led to the collapse of Petersburg and then eventually Richmond. And when General Lee found out that Pickett wasn't with his men when he should have been, he removed him from command.
Pickett was bitter that Lee removed him from command. Years later, the two had a chance meeting.
They had a very cold meeting, as it were, and Pickett said to John Mosby, who was a famous Confederate guerrilla leader, something like, that man destroyed my division at Gettysburg. And Mosby hit it right on the head when he replied, yes, but he made you immortal.
He's immortally tied to Gettysburg and the attack that bears his name, Pickett's Charge. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.